What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I hope you guys are excited for today. I'm excited, and I got something really important I want to share with you. For some of you guys, this may be one of those things that's kind of hard to hear, but if you listen and you pay attention and you internalize it, I think something could change your life forever. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, so I am about to start day number 3 of 2, Club Live, which I am extremely excited for. This is the second time we've done the 2, Club Live event, and it's something I want to start doing probably once a quarter. And so just kind of some background context for this is when coronavirus hit, we decided we wanted to do a live event, a virtual event, and so we made this 2, Club Live. And I thought, well, how do we do this in the most amazing way possible? Like, I could sit on stage and teach for 3 days. But I was like, what would be better is, like, I want to figure out, like, strategically, like, what is the step-by-step process someone needs to come through to have the best experience inside ClickFunnels? And I started mapping out, like, okay, the first thing they have to understand is they have to understand frameworks. Then from there, they have to understand the 4 levels of value. And then from there, they have to understand the value ladder and the yellow brick road. And then from there, and I mapped out, like, here's all the core concepts and principles people need to understand in the right order to do it, right? And I looked at that and said, okay, based on that, these are the 8 or 9 different presentations I need to create. So I made these new presentations that I'm really, really proud of, right? And then inside that, I was like, well, you know, at Funnel Hacking Live 3 years ago, Stacy Martino gave this presentation on the Yellow Brick Road, which complemented the value ladder. It was one of the best presentations ever. So instead of me just teaching the value ladder, let me teach my part of the value ladder. I'm going to grab Stacy Martino's presentation. We'll plug it in here, right? And then Summit Funnels, right? Like, I could go talk about Summit Funnels, but, like, instead, two Funnel Hacking Lives ago, Bailey Richard gave the most amazing presentation on Summit Funnels ever. So I'm like, instead of me just reteaching, let me grab that presentation, I'll plug it in, and I kind of mapped it out, right? And so what happened is we orchestrated and choreographed this 3-day event that is literally insane. I think it's one of the best things people could possibly go through, right? Now, obviously, for some people, if you've been to all the Funnel Hacking Lives, you've seen some of the presentations before. If you've read my books, you know, I'm teaching the same core principles and things I do. I'm just teaching it in a different way. And for the most part, the feedback has been amazing. But it was interesting because, you know, I'm one of those guys who, like, I love to see the comments. And so I'm looking at the Facebook group and reading people's comments. And for the most part, everyone is really, really excited. But there's one comment that, like, got under my skin. Not because, like I'm cool with taking criticism. I don't really care. I am very confident in what we do and very happy. But his criticism, like, I wanted to grab him and be like, you missed the whole freaking point. So the criticism this person posted was, I've bought everything Russell's ever said. I bought every book. I've been to every single Funnel Hacking Live. And this is the first time I've ever been disappointed ever. And they went on to say, the reason why I'm disappointed is because I've seen all these presentations before. I went back to my old notebooks from Funnel Hacking Live, and I already have notes on these presentations. Why is he sharing them with me again? And then a lot of the stuff he already talked about in his books. And that was his criticism. He said, this first time I've ever been not happy with a Russell Brunson purchase. Now, by the way, I want to remind you that this event is $0. You put your credit card in, and there's $0. And after the event's over, if it's worth it, you pay $200. $200, okay? Literally almost nothing for 3 days worth of training. Like 9 custom presentations for me, and then the best presentations from Funnel Hacking Live put in the right strategic order, right? Like, anyway. And so I was thinking about it, and there are a couple things that I wanted to share. And hopefully this human, I don't even know who the person's name was, I just remember reading the comment and just, like, all night long, it's kind of like just been irking me, right? But I wanted to share a couple things because I want to make sure that you get this as well, okay? Number one, the first thing, repetition is the mother of learning, okay? Repetition is the mother of learning. You have to learn something over and over and over again for you to internalize it, right? So that's number one. So just because 3 years ago you sat in an event and you have notes on this topic does not mean you know it. Maybe you've heard it and maybe you have notes on it, but have you implemented it? Have you, like, is it part of your repertoire, right? For, you know, 15 years of my life, I was a wrestler, and we used to go to wrestling camp over and over and over again. They teach the same moves over and over and over again, right? Your Vince Lombardi talked about the very first day of every single football practice, coming with his team and said, gentlemen, this is the football, right? And these are people with the highest level, the best team ever, and, like, they're going back to the fundamentals, right? I did a podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago about Alex Hormozi. Alex Hormozi, who's arguably one of, if not the most successful person here inside the ClickFunnels community, right? And I asked him, like, what books are you reading? And he's like, I don't read a lot of books. I just read one book a lot of times. And he said, your new Expert Seekers book is insane. He's like, I've literally read it 8 times. He's like, I start at the beginning, I read it. When I get to the end, I flip it back over and I start over and I read it again and again and again, right? And I'm like, but Alex, you already read it. You already know it. Plus, you were at the FAT event the first time I taught these. Plus, you've been to every Funnel Hacking Live. Plus, you've consumed every one of my courses. Like, why would you keep reading this? He said, every single time I get something new. So I read the book, I flip it over, I get it over again. Now, what's interesting is that Hormozi had never actually done a webinar. He read the book like 3 times, wrote his webinar pitch, selling a $5,000 offer, and crushed it, right? And then guess what he did immediately after he crushed his webinar? He flipped the book back over and started at the beginning and read it again. And he's like, oh my gosh, I missed this, this, and this. And then he switched to the webinar, did it again, boom. And then guess what? As soon as the webinar, he did it again. He flipped the book over, read it again, and did it again. 8 times now he has read this book in the last like 4 months. Every time he does the webinar, he rereads the book and comes back and tweaks things again. Rereads the book, tweaks things again, okay? Now, I want to tell you this because Hormozi, again, is, I think he was like a week away from from passing the two comma eclipse, meaning over $100 million in sales in a market that's gym owners, right? Like, it's not like a huge market. Like, anyway, it's amazing. And this new webinar that he has now, based on his conversion rates, his numbers, will be an 8-figure webinar at least, and probably a lot more than that, okay? And so I want you to understand, like, this is the dude at the top level, the top of the top levels, and guess what he's doing? He's reviewing the things and going over it and understanding it better and understanding a deeper level, okay? So for that, first, that person's like, the reason why I'm doing this is because you need to understand it deeper. You're missing parts of it, okay? If you're coming to this event, it's meaning you're not happy with where you are. Therefore, there's something you're missing, okay? So that's the first thing I want to say. Number two thing, okay, this event, I always say there's two things you learn from me. Number one is if you buy one of my products, you learn from the product. Number two, if you observe the sales process, a lot of times that'll be worth more than the actual product you purchased, right? Like when I was doing the launch for the Traffic Secrets book, I told everyone, when you go to trafficsecrets.com and you buy the book, buy it slowly. So there's a motorcycle in front of me and he is so loud. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. But I told him, I said, when you buy the Traffic Secrets book, buy it slowly. I'm like, half of the education will come from you consuming the sales process, okay? That in and of itself is worth more than the ticket price of any of the products you sell, right? Like, I literally spent 18 months thinking about brainstorming, crafting, funnel hacking, probably 100 plus different book funnels, figuring out the copy, the tweaks, the upsells, the downsells, the conversion, like everything. It's like just like you going through and buying the Traffic Seekers book or the .com Seekers book, the Expert Seekers book, that in and of itself is worth more probably than you actually going through the product. Now the product I try to make as amazing as possible, but the sales process is the key. That's what I teach. That's what you guys should be watching. That's the art that I'm making every single day, right? If you look at the Traffic Seekers book funnel of, you know, probably, I don't know, 30, 40 different free plus shipping funnels that I've created in my day, this one out-converted all of them. Our average cart value was in the $70 per book funnel, per book sold, okay, which is unheard of. I don't know anybody who's got average cart values that high on a free plus shipping offer, right? So share that because I also want to tell you, the Two Comma Club Live event, okay, the event's amazing, okay? I'm very, very proud of it. One of the best things I've ever produced and put together and choreographed, and I'm so, 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 so proud of it, okay? But as you understand, the Two Comma Club Live event is also a sales tool, okay? Watch the funnel. The first time we did the Two Comma Club Live event, we made $6+ million from the funnel. That's why I'm doing it once a quarter now. Do you understand? Because 6 times 4 is a lot of money, so I should do that every single quarter, okay? So last time we did $6 million, okay? Even if you come to the entire event and you've heard every single word and you've perfectly learned and listened and executed every single thing in the process, just watching the sales process is the key. You guys understand this? You pick up what I'm laying down? That is the key, the sales process. That is why, like, that is worth as much, if not more, than the entire event. Okay? Watch how we did everything. Watch the ads that got somebody to come to the webinar. Watch the email sequences that got you to register for the event, right? What do we do? How do we do it? Like, there's very strategic. Every single word in every single email, every single ad was crafted in a certain way. Then you come to the landing page. Watch the sales video. I had someone who just sold her company for $1 billion, watched the sales video and said, that is the best produced video I've ever seen. And I've been doing TV, live TV for 20 plus years and sold my company for $1 billion. That was the best produced video with the most powerful script I've ever seen in my life. Okay, did you watch it? How many times? Did you transcribe it? If not, what are you doing? You're supposed to be a funnel hacker. Watch what I am doing, right? And then look at the offer. How'd the offer work? It was $0 up front and you pay $197 after the event, right? Or you can prepay and get the replays for $147. 60% of people are prepaying. Like, look at this business model. Look what's happening. Why do we do it? What do we do? What was the upsell? This time we had an upsell we didn't have last time. Okay, the new upsell right now, the upsell alone generated almost six figures in sales, which more than covered the entire ad cost of the event. Plus, the people that are upgrading the event, most of them are coming from the people who paid for the VIP package. So, like, there was that. Did you watch that? Did you understand it? Did you see it? Like, that alone was worth the price of admission or more. Okay, then watch the event. Not only was the event orchestrated and choreographed to get people the max amount of understanding and knowledge in the shortest period of time, right? The entire timeline was built out that way. It was also structured in a way to sell our 2 Combo Club X coaching program. How did we do it? What was the structure? I have people who paid me $50,000 for me to map out how we do our live events. Like, what's the strategy on presentation number 1 and 2 and 3? And what's the strategy about lunch and then after lunch and then dinner and then the round table? Like, everything you do, like, what is the reason? $50,000 people paid me for me to walk them through how we choreograph our live events. Okay? If you were there, you paid $0 up front and you're having a chance to sit through the choreographed live event. Do you understand that? Like, people pay me $50,000 for me to walk them through, but you can watch it. What is Russell doing? Why is he doing that? Why is this presentation first and second? And then why are we watching this documentary? And then what's the sales pitch? And like, I just watched the sales pitch and made $6 million. I should dissect that. What was the offer? What did the offer look like? Why did it look like that? Why did he include this? Why did he include that? Okay, we're in the middle of the coronavirus. What tweaks and changes do you have to make because of the pandemic? How did that work, right? And then afterwards, how did he do the repitch? What did that process look like? How did the countdown clocks work? How did, like, all the pieces, like, all those things are so strategic. And if you're missing them, then you missed them. So for someone to come back and say, I've learned everything Russell said. I was at all these events. Why is he replaying this? It's not worth my $0. You missed it on two levels. Number one, okay, think about Hermosi. Think about the number one money earner in ClickFunnels. What's he doing? He finishes the book, he flips it over, starts over again. Okay, it's something that if I was you, I would go through every quarter. You guys have the opportunity. Okay, go through it again. Go through it again because you're going to pick up different things every single time, different understanding. You'll be in a different spot each time. Right? Throughout this event, I go through each of the tiers of the value ladder. Some of you guys are past tier number 1, you're in tier number 2. Some are past 2 and you're in tier number 3. Some of you guys last event were at number 1, and now you're trying to get to number 2. Like, every single time you get something different because you're in a different spot in your life. Okay, 4 years ago when you're Funnel Hacking Live and Stacy Martino talked about the value ladder, you might not have been ready for it, and now maybe you are. Okay? That's number 1. Number 2 is watch the process. We're funnel hackers. Okay? If you knew how much time and energy and effort and stress went into the choreographing this event to make a virtual event, make a $6 million in the middle of the coronavirus lockdown, you'd be shocked. And right now our numbers are higher than that for round 2. Okay. So we're tweaking, we're testing, we're figuring things out. So watch the process, see what we're doing. Okay. So anyway, I want to share that for anyone who's missing the point. Okay. I used to always sign up for every coaching program. I paid a coaching program. One of them, I paid $100,000 for this coaching program. And I remember sitting through it and some people were thinking, okay, $100,000, they need to entertain me every second of every day for the rest of my life. And I was like, no. All I need is this one idea, one little idea. If I get one tiny idea from this thing, it was worth $100,000. Right. I used to go to tons of events when I first got started in this game. I went to every single event, like every single month I was going to some event and I'd sit through all of them. I was like, 3-day event. I'm like, I'm just looking for one thing. I don't need any, I just need one little nugget. Like, what's that nugget? I hear presentation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Also, presentation number 8, like 3/4 in, the guy would drop something. I was like, boom, that's what I was looking for. Where he'd say something, he'd do his close a certain way. And I didn't learn anything from his presentation, but I watched how he closed the sale. And I was like, that right there was worth $50,000 to me. 100% I would pay $50,000 to learn how he did that, how he closed the sale, right? How his body movement worked, how he anchored the stage, how he did stuff. You're studying all the different pieces, right? You as a marketer, the content you're buying is only half of it. The other half is how do they sell it? How do they produce it? How do they, like, all those things. I want to make sure you guys aren't missing it, okay? I think sometimes you guys get so much in the consumer phase of things, you're missing the orchestration of what you're trying to do, okay? Watch what I'm doing. That's like literally my favorite thing about our business is the fact that I get to sell you guys stuff, but then I can teach you later how I sold you stuff. Like, it's so much fun for me. But like, that could be a course. I could literally do a course tomorrow for $1,000 to show you how we choreographed a $6 million virtual event in the middle of Corona. I could sell it for $1,000 all day long. Or you could just watch it. Like, just consume it. Watch the process. See what's happening. Anyway, I've got to bounce. I'm at my destination. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a picture of it and tag me on social media. Thank you so much for all you do. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed 2 Combo Club Live. And if you have a chance to go to the next one, make sure you do it. With that said, thanks everybody. And I will talk to you all again soon. Bye everybody. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now, onefunnelaway.com.